Hey guys, you're listening to Hobosode number 61, and this one is sponsored by Carol Gertie 666. It's a very sinister sounding name. I'm not sure if that's real or not, but thank you, Carol Gertie 666, for sponsoring today's Hobosode. I was going to do a full show today, you know, like a full-size snowplow show, but I didn't get very far with that. And then, you know, after noon, I just wanted to listen to XYZ and play GTA. So you can blame XYZ and GTA for this one being a hobo-sode. I'll try and do a full-sized episode this weekend. But hey, at least you get two hobo-sodes this week, right? Looks like we've got another list here from Incognito, and he says, Misukata, apologies for the table tennis club numbers not working out yesterday. I hope you know I'm just kidding about that, Incognito. I know it's not your fault. Not every list is perfect. I don't really think you're trying to sabotage my show. Anyway, he says, to make up for it, I've attached photos that I took Friday night downtown Christmas Street event in city, state, area code, for people who were bidding on some bakery items on a table that benefited the high school team thing. So it's one of those silent auctions, and it's for some bakery items. Like, they're just selling food instead of actual things. And he gave me a few ideas. Like, the item was laced with some extra love, quote unquote. They won the item, however, they also agreed to have their name and number sold to the Chinese government. Instead of a bakery item, they won a free cat named Mittens. They probably already got the bakery items, though, didn't they? Or did they? I don't know how this stuff works. They signed themselves up to volunteer at the next abortion clinic protest. So, yeah, there's like, six pictures here? Let's call a few of these and see if they pick up. The first one is a chocolate fudge cake, and the bid was $3. And it's only the first, you know, number on the list. It looks like...
Hello?
Hi, is Larry around?
Well, he's... You at Larry?
Yeah, that's the one. Sorry, there was a pin covering his...
He's at home.
Oh, okay.
This is his wife's phone.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. He gave this phone number. I'm calling about the chocolate fudge cake that he bid on.
Yes.
Also, there was a... You know, he also signed up for the abortion clinic protest.
I don't think so.
Yeah, that's what the whole auction thing is about. Like, he won the chocolate fudge cake, but also, I don't know if he read the entire paper that he signed here, but we're also doing, like, a protest over at the abortion clinic, and he has to be there. It's going to be this Friday.
Okay, well, I don't know.
He signed his name.
I don't know that he realized that. Where is the abortion clinic at? I didn't even know there was one in...
Yeah, there's, it's kind of sandwiched in between the Blockbuster and, that other place, the liquor store. Yep, they try...
Blockbuster?
Yeah, they try to keep it hidden. Well, it's not like the big Blockbuster anymore, like with the big blue sign, it's more like an independently owned thing. They only sell adult videos now. But, yep. Oh, she hung up. How was that not believable? I mean, like, the abortion clinic thing is believable, but the Blockbuster existing apparently is not. That's the part that made her...
Your call has been forwarded to an...
Now she's just hanging up on me.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice...
It's all Incognito's fault again. He's just trying to sabotage the show, giving me ideas that just don't work. Actually, that part was my fault, because apparently Blockbuster is not a believable thing anymore. That reminds me, though, the PLA group on Facebook, they posted this article about how the last Blockbuster video in Oregon is closing down at the end of this month. So I think I'm going to drive up there, see if they have any copies of Tobey Maguire left that I can purchase. Like, it's up by Portland. I was going to be up there later this week anyway, so it's just like a 20 or 30 minute drive from there. So I might be going to a Blockbuster this week. Aren't you guys jealous? Next, we've got someone named Kylie. Her bid is $3. And it doesn't say what it's for. Damn it, Incognito. What the hell?
Hey, this is Kylie. Leave a message.
What the hell, Kylie? Okay, I've called her several times. She's not picking up. So we're going to move on to Margaret. Margaret bid $5 for... I have no idea what.
Hello?
Hello, Margaret?
Yes?
Hey, it's Roy from the bakery... silent auction thing that you won. You know, you bid on that bakery thing.
Bakery thing.
Yeah,
I don't know.
At the school, the basketball.
Oh, yes, I'm sorry.
Oh, it's okay.
Yeah. I've worked since then.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. I know what you're talking about now.
Okay. Yeah. Hey, I just needed to let you know, by signing that paper, you've agreed to let us sell your name and phone number to the Chinese government.
I don't think so.
Oh yeah. Yeah. It was on the bottom of the paper, like the small print. It's like, everyone who signs this paper agrees to let us sell their name and phone number to the Chinese government. So I'm just calling to let you know that we're going to be selling your information to the Chinese government. Hello, Margaret?
Hello.
Oh, hey, who's this?
This is her husband. What can I do for you?
Oh, you don't have an identity? You're just Margaret's husband?
Yep.
Okay. She signed this thing to win the bakery item. And can you tell her to shut the fuck up? I can barely talk with her yammering on in the background.
Okay, what do you need?
We're selling her information to the Chinese government. Just her name and phone number, that's all. That's what she agreed to when she signed the paper. It's not a big deal.
What bakery?
She knows what I'm talking about. It was for the silent auction thing. She bid $5 on this pastry.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So I don't see what she's getting an attitude about. It's just, it's just a standard thing. We're selling her name and phone number to the Chinese government.
Whatever.
Okay, Mr. Attitude. Also, did she pick up her pastry yet?
If you were doing it, then you should know.
I wasn't the one doing it. I'm just making the phone calls, smartass.
Yeah, okay. Well, why don't you meet me wherever you're at and we'll solve it?
I'm in the office right now, so I can't really come out.
Where's
I'm at
your
work.
Office?
Well, I don't have to tell you shit, motherfucker. I'm just letting Margaret know that the pastry is ready if she wants to come pick it up. We're selling her information to the Chinese government.
All right, you stupid fuck.
Hey, who are you calling a stupid... Okay, there he goes. Damn it, I was going to offer her a kitten. On this next one, there's two people on it, but only one of them put a phone number. And the second one, like, what the hell? The phone number's missing a digit, I think. Or wait, no, maybe the pin ran out. The pin ran out. I don't know. I think this is a zero, but I'm not sure. I'm going to try it, see what happens. If it's not, then I guess I just can't call this one.
Your call cannot be completed.
Okay, yep, that's not a good number. I don't know what's up with this number. Guess I can't call that one. And holy shit, this next one, what the hell is this? Someone named Kay signed this one, and the phone number, I don't know what this is. It's five digits, only five digits. What the hell? Is she from the 1950s? Am I supposed to dial the code for Transylvania first or something? What the hell is this? It's not a zip code. Stupid K. All right, I'll skip that one. This next one, I think, yeah, she's the last one. This is our last hope. I'd say that Incognito's redeemed himself, though, at this point. You know, we got that one guy that said, why don't you come and meet me somewhere? So I'm happy enough with that. This lady bid on 2 dozen chocolate butterscotch. 5 boxes. She doesn't need all that. And she bid $10. But she's the first one on the list, so I don't know if she actually got it. Maybe this is one of those auctions that isn't really bidding. It's, just buying.
Your call has been forwarded to an
auction. Nadia is not picking up, so I guess I'm kind of done with this list. I've got a prank in here that just came in yesterday, it looks like, from Brown Magic. And he says this is a time-sensitive prank. He says, I went out to eat and someone left their pizza box on the trash can. And the pizza box has their phone number on it. He says you could tell them there has been a recall on pepperoni. They need to return it immediately or something. Yeah, I could tell them they're totally going to die if they don't hurry up. The poison's setting in. You only have 24 hours left before you die. I don't know. Or I could just yell at them for leaving their pizza box on the trash can. The name on the pizza box is Bobby Ann.
Hello?
Hey, Bobby Ann?
Yes.
Oh, thank God you answered. This is the pizza place.
Pizza? Yeah, what's up?
And you had a pizza here recently and you left the box on top of the trash can?
Yeah.
How come you just couldn't, fold it up and put it in the trash can? Why you gotta, just leave your trash laying everywhere?
I
I guess I think out of habit because of another place does that. So I think I left it there because I didn't want to fill your trash.
Well, you know, like the trash goes in the trash can. It doesn't go on top of the trash can. Or were you raised in a barn or something?
Is this in regards to really just the trash can? Are you really calling me for
yeah,
that?
Yeah, yeah. You got the pepperoni and the sausage mushroom thing, and then you just throw the trash on top of the trash can like you're a stupid hobo or something. Why don't you learn how to use a trash can?
Well, I'm sorry if I offended you that much. It was not intended to do so, but I'm not sure why we have to call for just that.
Well, you didn't offend me. It's just that you're making our entire business look like, you know, we're just a bunch of hobos leaving trash on the trash cans. Like, you know, just is that what you do at your house, too? Too lazy to open the trash can?
So you're calling me to harass me about that when I'm a customer who comes to your place quite frequently to buy pizza because I left a box on top of a garbage.
Well, I'm not harassing you. I'm just asking, like, you know, why can't you just do
you
things the right way?
You called my personal number to talk to me about a garbage.
Right.
I'm not the first person who's done that.
Well, you know, like, you're the one that does it the most, though. So why don't you just cut it out?
I don't even eat in there that often, so I don't know how I could have done it the most.
Okay, then why would I be worried about offending you if you don't even come here that often? You're saying you don't even like our pizza now.
No, I'm saying if I come there, I take the box to go, so I burn it.
Is that
So what is your name?
That's bad for the earth, too. And
what's
you know,
your name?
Maybe we don't want you coming here if you're just going to throw your trash everywhere. Are you just going to throw it on the floor next time?
Okay, well, I will call them, and I will let them know that I'm sorry that I offend them because I left my box.
What do you mean,
but, you
them?
Can stop calling me.
I am them. I'm calling from there.
Well, I'm glad you're calling from there. Then fine. If they don't want our business, then that's fine.
Well, no, I'm not saying we don't want your business. I'm just saying, why don't you learn how to pick up your trash?
I'm just saying that I've been coming there for many, many years, and I highly doubt that would call me because I left the box on top of a garbage can.
Well, who else would it be? And you just said you don't ever come here. Now you're saying you come here for years. The story changes. And also, can you tell that...
You called me just for that.
Well, also, could you tell that kid in the background... Oh, man, she hung up before I could tell the kid to shut the fuck up. And did I misunderstand that or something? I swear she said she never comes here, but then she said she always comes here. Maybe it's a different location or something. Whatever, though, saying she's afraid she's going to fill up our trash can. That's what a trash can's for.
You've reached the voicemail of Bobby Ann.
Okay, I guess we're done with this one. Thanks, Brown Magic. That was a good find. Hey, next time maybe you should dig through the trash. Like, quit being so lazy and just looking on top of the trash can. Get down in there and really dig in the trash can. Like you're a damn hobo or something. That's the end of today's Hobosode. Thank you, Carol Gertie 666, for sponsoring this one. And you may have noticed that I mentioned I was gonna go to Blockbuster soon, but if you follow my Facebook, then you know I was already at Blockbuster yesterday. I took a bunch of photos, checked in, nobody prank called me while I was there. I was really disappointed in that. But that's because I recorded the auction calls a couple of days ago. And usually I try to fool you guys by just throwing it in there and not telling you. You just think I'm hard at work today, putting prank calls together, when really I recorded that several days ago. But nope, I got caught up in my lie today. I only did the pizza call today, and I've been trying that pizza call for like 3 days now. I couldn't get Bobby Ann to pick up, and you'll notice, like, I was kind of surprised when she picked up. I didn't know what to say, and that's because she kept hitting the fuck you button over and over and over. I called her like 7 times today before she finally picked up, and then there on the end, I called her about 5 more times trying to get her to pick up, but she's not having it anymore. She's never going to pick up her phone again. Oh yeah, I also noticed while I was editing that I called Jerry Maguire Toby Maguire. I'm such a stupid. I hit myself in the head. I'm so stupid. Sorry about that, everyone. I should go back and edit that out, re-record it, so you guys won't know how stupid I am. You'll be happy to know, though, I did get a copy of Jerry Maguire. It was on DVD. They didn't have VHS there anymore. But I am now the proud owner of a Jerry Maguire DVD. I don't even know if I've ever seen that movie, and I definitely don't want to. I don't know why I bought it. It just seemed funny at the time. When I went into Blockbuster, I asked if I could apply for a membership, and she just gave me that laugh like, everyone says that now. You're so funny. I'll have to link to my Facebook post about Blockbuster if you guys want to see the pictures of all the amazing movies that I found while I was there. All right, that's the end of this Hobosode. Be looking forward to a new show this weekend. Bye, everyone.